Good day. This is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online with the daily financial services news wrap for Saturday, January 25th, 2025, from the heart of the financial industry here in Australia. We start on a sobering note. A warning by the Commonwealth Bank of Australia signals turbulent times ahead for us consumers, as Australia now braves the trifecta of economic challenges: the phasing out of previous tax cuts, fiscal drag from unindexed tax rates, and dwindling pandemic-era savings. Plus, an unimpressive real wage growth of around 0.5% is struggling to keep pace with inflation. Consumers will need to brace for these challenges, tighten their budgets, and prioritize their spending. On a related note, fiscal planners are being prompted to undertake a comprehensive tax reform initiative, given there's an upcoming decline in bulk commodity revenues anticipated, which could impede further tax reliefs. Turning now to superannuation, the Financial Services Council advocates for a new path forward. The Your Future, Your Super initiative is under scrutiny as the FSC pushes for less reliance on one-size-fits-all default superannuation policies. They suggest current policies overlook engaged customers and restrict personal financial planning. To combat this, they are rallying for more consumer-oriented policies, promoting consumer choice, market competition, and well-informed decision-making. This underscores the importance of personalizing your superannuation and retirement planning. Moving up north, Queensland's financial forecast projects a steep rise in debt. State Treasurer David Janetsky announced debt to shoot up to $217.8 billion by 2028, veering off the initial $172 billion estimate. According to the Mid-Year Fiscal and Economic Review, the once projected surplus of $887 million for the 2026-27 financial year is now an anticipated deficit of $9 billion. This sparking a heated political debate with accusations of financial mismanagement, undisclosed costs, and a reliance on a dwindling resources sector. Finally, a noteworthy development in the insurance sector. Auto & General was recently ordered to apologize and compensate a Brisbane homeowner after mishandling a storm damage claim. In a ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, the insurer was held accountable for procedural missteps and ordered to ensure independent claim assessments in the future. And there you have it, a wrap of the day's major financial stories, keeping Australian consumers informed and updated. As always, Financial Services Online is here to assist with your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off for today.